Hey, welcome back, everybody. What's up, everybody? We missed you. It's been a whole week, Mickey.
Yeah, it's everybody. How y'all been?
How y'all been? Thanks for the support.
We missed y'all.
We appreciate that.
Followers going up.
Hey, yeah, we got one new follower. I mean, that's a strong follower.
Yeah.
And they've been following and liking pictures. And so last week we had 130 followers. This week, 131.
Woo! Okay.
Follow us at Let's Talk Radio. You know what I'm saying? And let me tell you what else that gets you. Raffle money.
Okay? That money. That moolah.
Tell them about the raffle, Mickey. Tell
the
them.
Raffle. Man, we got money. Cash prizes and money. Pull the money out and show them. You need to follow us. Y'all need to follow us. Are y'all following us? Y'all liking the videos, commenting?
100 cold hard cash.
Yeah, we not playing around here. You know.
Okay,
let's some people talk. Be playing.
We don't just talk about it. We be about it. Okay, and the way you win this money, it's a whole bunch of stuff that go with this raffle. It's $100. You get a, what was it? What's the name of the t-shirt? Stop Against Hate.
What? Hate. The hate.
Don't hate.
Don't hate.
Stop.
Stop hate. Stop the hate.
Love against. Anyway, you get a t-shirt and a hat. And Karen Bicep, she donated
Karen, the wallet.
$100 wallet.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you put $100 in the wallet, which you about to get.
Right here.
And you get more money. More money, more money, more money.
More money.
Okay.
More money and less problems.
Now, is it less problems or more money? More?
It's more money, more problems. We want them to get really
less. Okay. You
more
less
money
know,
and less problems.
And Mickey giving you less problems.
Uh-huh. I'm giving you less
we
problems.
We're going to throw that in the raffle, too. Less problems. the way you win, right? You have to take, you have to shout us out on your page with our Let's Talk logo. You feel me? I know you've seen it online. Put that on your page. Shout us out. Tell people to watch 131. You feel me? I need y'all to be our champions. And then, you know, we're going to, the winner's going to be announced October 26th.
26th.
That's a day after my birthday.
Ooh,
I know. October 25th Ooh. Is my birthday. I can't wait.
The turn up going to be here, right?
The turn up is some of the turn up is going to be here.
Oh, some of it. Ooh, I like that. Some of it. Where the rest of it going to be?
That's undisclosed right
now. You ain't going to tell me?
No, I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, you like the
you must be going with your boo. I'm not invited with your boo.
No. Anyway, listen.
I'm left out.
Let's talk.
Let's talk. So let's talk about
coming out.
And today
what is coming? Yeah, yesterday was National
National Coming Out Day.
Yep. I'm offended by coming out. I don't know about you. I'm offended because I don't understand why I have to come out and say I eat pussy. Why do I have to come out and say that? Did you come out and say, "Oh, I suck dick now"? Like, let's be real.
But I think people just assume, don't they?
Why do people? Why?
Because people are nasty.
They just assume you straight.
Yeah, like, they just look at you and like, I bet she eat pussy.
But what I'm saying is, if straight people don't have to come out, why is it we have to come out and be like, oh, I'm gay, by the way. Now everybody knows. I want everybody to know.
Because they say we different. So we got to announce that, hey, I'm different. I'm different.
That's whack.
That's and, whack?
I mean, but what's even whacker is like closeted people. Like, not that's whacker. What, that's not, I'm not going to say it's whacker, but.
That's whack. That's whack.
Come out the closet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's coming out. Come out the closet. A lot of people came out. Last 2 weeks ago, Barbie came out. Remember?
Barbie?
Remember we talked about Barbie came out? She had the first gay.
Oh, yeah. Barbie, the first gay. Well, how was that? We got to get a picture of that. We did have a picture,
Mickey. You was there.
There I got to stop smoking. I've been
you
smoking.
Was there. It was a picture.
Shout out to my weed, man. You got me forgetting about the stuff we've been talking about.
It was
about.
On Good our weed. Show.
Hit him up. His name is 8-Ball.
A-Ball gonna have you forgetting
everybody
your own show.
Everybody know A-Ball. A-Ball. Anybody named A-Ball, they got some good stuff. You know, like, nigga, ain't A-Ball. Oh, yeah, A-Ball, I want to buy something from him. Yeah, I do.
But Barbie came out. You know who else came out? Jay-Z mom came out, low-key.
Jay-Z mama?
Yeah. Jay-Z mom came out. He said it in one of the, I think we have it. I think we had a clip of Jay-Z's clip mom Jay-Z coming mama. Out or her, him rapping about it on the album. Okay, well, maybe we don't. But she did. She came out, and it was on the song, I think, 4.44.
Oh, 4.44.
Yeah, and he talked about his mom, you know, becoming her real self and just coming out the closet. And dang. I wonder how Beyonce felt when she did come out the closet. Like, don't be... Don't be looking over here, Miss Carter. Now your hugs was way too long.
Miss Carter.
Miss Carter.
Miss Carter. I didn't know Miss Carter was getting.
I didn't know Miss Carter was coming out of the closet.
Well, I mean, that's good to me coming out the closet because you don't want somebody in the closet and you not know. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a dude, you don't want to be, you know what I'm saying, your homie shaking your, you know, they tap the butt when they score the point. They're like, hey, man, good. You don't want the homie tapping your butt and you know he was gay. You know, that'd be.
I'm assuming
that's not cool. No, if you don't like, you would want to know at least, be aware. You know, awareness.
But why? If I'm not coming at you, and I just think, I think a lot of life is over sexualized. You know what I'm saying? It's like this gay straight is just over sexualized. Like,
but you need to know because I feel because of things can happen. You know what I'm saying? You don't want. I'm saying like as far as a girl dating a guy, he might be bisexual. He needs to come out about that to that girl. Don't just. You remember that movie, Tyler Perry,
Tyler
and the girl, Janet Jackson.
What? Oh, and she got...
Yeah, you need to come out.
For color women.
Yeah, for color women on there.
Janet was coughing through the whole... Remember, she was coughing through the whole movie.
I'm done.
And at the end of it, it was AIDS. She was coughing up AIDS the whole time. And,
I'm done.
But that's because, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she said she was coughing the whole movie, okay.
Remember, she was trying to drink tea the whole time.
Okay.
And it was like, it's not a cough. It's
and
not
they went
a cold.
To that play, and then that man looked at him, and he looked at him, and she looked at them.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, dang.
Like, that wasn't a regular, that wasn't a common cold, sweetie. That honey is not going to help.
That wasn't a comical.
That wasn't a comical. But, you know what I'm saying? It's things like that.
That's funny.
That's the danger of people not being who they really are.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because, so come on, because the National Coming Out Day is about coming
out. It was yesterday.
It's about coming out.
It actually marked the 29th anniversary, October 11th, of the LGBTQ Awareness Day.
Why we didn't have a barbecue, nigga? We needed to...
Yeah, why we don't barbecue?
That's a holiday. We need the gay holiday, man.
We need the barbecue.
We need to be out there like,
barbecue and invoking.
Barbecue, chicken ready. You got the chicken ready, pep potato salad.
Coming
and
out.
Beans.
it's important to come out.
Man, it is.
But you know what you can't do?
What?
You can't come in.
What is coming in?
Yeah. Coming in is when you try to decide after a long time that you're not gay no more. You can't do that. Little Richard, 84 years old, he just said that he don't want to be gay no more.
At 84?
84, he tried to come in.
He trying to make sure he go to heaven, that's what that is.
He tried to cross his dots at the end, nah. You done made your money, you got gay dollars off the music.
They say you got time until your eyes shut for good, so I guess he was all like, hey. I thought about that too, though. I said, dang, when I'm about to die, if I know I'm about to die, I'm going to repent my sins right then and there.
But so that's you saying that you believe that.
I don't know. I'm just saying, just in case I want to be, you know, they say you better be safe than sorry. So I'm trying to be safe than sorry right before I die, too. You know, you got to keep that going, man.
You got to keep it safe.
Yeah, man.
Bad.
I'm like, I'm praying to every God. I'm like, before I die, hey, anybody, everybody, God up there, whoever.
Somebody take me up.
I believe in you. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
You just go.
I just ain't trying to go to hell, man. That's what, you know, I ain't trying to be burning.
You
and
literally
stuff.
Gonna sell your soul at the end, huh?
Yeah, right at the end. I'm just gonna, hey.
I got $10. Who's the best? Who's the best?
Who want to take this soul? Who want to take my soul? You want to take my soul? You want to take my soul?
That's crazy, though. But Little Richard made me think of a question. Like, should there be an age limit to coming out?
An age limit? Yeah, it should.
Look at him over there. Now, you cannot come in, Little Richard.
No,
First of all, you still got silver accents on your blazer. So you're not all the way in yet, Little Richard. No, you're not. So, and that scarf around your neck is played. That's out.
That suit, though, is sharp. He's still sharp.
Yeah, he gonna stay sharp because
he's sharp.
Gay man dressed real good.
Yeah, he gay for... You gay for
good, Little
but
Richard.
I didn't know. So he was... Oh, he was... I remember, I seen the movie.
What you mean you don't know?
Because I just love him so much. I did. You know when you love an artist so much. You're like, I don't know if he gay. I don't think so.
When the last time you heard a straight man say a wop bop a loo bop a bop bamboo?
Tutti Frutti.
You
on the Rudy.
Huh?
The original lyrics is Tutti Frutti on the booty.
Oh, on the booty. Okay.
I didn't even know that.
Tutti Frutti on the
good
booty.
Who booty? It don't matter. He's singing about booty.
Well, he could have been talking about Kim Kardashian booty.
Nah, man. He wasn't. Now, when you talking about booty, when you say
booty.
When you say
R. Kelly
talking
about booty. Feeling on your booty.
R. Kelly is questionable. I don't know if that's who you want your source to be. Do you want R. Kelly to be your source?
I like R. Kelly.
I like his music. I still bump the R album.
Yeah, my granny actually even got an R. Kelly CD, and then I went over her house. She said, I was saving this for you. I said, why are you saving this for me? She said, because you like that freaky shit.
That's what your granny
said? Yeah, my granny told me. I didn't know my granny knew I was freaky. I said, granny, how you know I'm
granny
freaky?
Granny think you freaky because you a lesbian. So
what? That don't mean lesbians freaks. We are freaks, though, yeah.
I mean, apparently. But you know what's crazy? A lot of people don't understand is that when you look at heterosexual sex, low-key, it's a lot of homosexual influence. People don't... Now, let me
get... Okay, break that down.
Break it down. Like, hitting it from the back. Who do you think was hitting it from the back first? That was some gay shit first.
Yeah, that was some gay.
That was all of that tongue kissing. That was introduced... That was in France. They was tongue kissing in France.
In the medieval times.
And you know, them French... French some of them people. French dudes was kind of questionable.
They was? Mm-hmm. You good with your history. I must have missed that day. I told my mama, stop having me miss school. I'm going to miss out on the French gay people history lesson.
You missed out on the history lessons of gay? Here goes some facts for you. Then. Let me give you some facts.
Drop them.
One out of every two Americans have someone close to them that's gay or lesbian. One out of two.
That's everybody.
That's everybody. One out of two, anything is everybody.
So look next to the person next to you. Look at the person next to you. They gay.
They gay.
And then look at yourself. You gay.
No, you just gonna make everybody gay.
You just said everybody gay.
Well, I said everybody either knows somebody or knows somebody close to them that's gay.
Oh, I thought you said everybody gay. I was about to really break that down for them.
But no, back to the question though. Do you think there should be an age limit for coming out?
No. It shouldn't be no age limit, but I just think you should be real from the time you're born. You know, when you're a baby,
when you find you're crawling, out.
Just be real.
As soon as you find out.
You know.
Well, I feel like, you know, a lot of people, because it's so controversial, being homosexual, that when younger kids, when you hear younger kids talking about it, it's kind of like, what do you know about it? Don't go.
Yeah.
But if it's like, you know, a high school prom or something like that, or a middle school dance, it's all good for them to dress up and play, you know, husband and wife and play on a date and go to a dance. Nobody sees anything wrong with that.
So when did you come out?
Well, I was outed. Do you know the difference? Like, you
outed.
Come out, like, if you coming out, you come out because you want to. You tell everybody, hey, yeah.
I want the world to know it's time to let it show.
Right. But if
does that sound good?
They're coming. I did. You too.
Oh, I know that.
I was like, hold on.
I know. Watch that coming. You gotta watch that coming. Yeah, you can't say coming anymore.
You can't do that.
Like, yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. You can't even say it on the phone anymore. You can't say it on the phone.
And you know, if you put it with a U, then that means you're trying to fuck.
Yeah.
If I say I'm coming over,
you gotta say you're coming over.
If I say C U M,
no more. I'm
coming to hit. I'm coming.
I'm like, oh, you coming? Oh, no, I don't want you to come, baby. I just want to talk to you real quick. Nobody said come. Hold on.
I don't know. I don't think that age really defines how you feel inside. I think that whenever you start feeling whatever you feel, you should have a platform or somebody to talk to, a safe place, you know, a safe haven to go to.
Yeah, you should.
To say, you know, hey, these are my feelings. What should I do about it?
People want you to bottle them up.
That's right.
And move on. But don't do that. That's not a good thing to do, because I see people go crazy when they do that.
That's true. You see, I mean.
Be yourself.
Mass murderers, I mean, you know.
They probably was gay and didn't want to, you know.
No,
man. Honestly, when I came out, I think I was, you know, I don't think I ever said anything. I just.
Well, you probably been dressing.
Because I was just like y'all didn't know. You know, I didn't know I was supposed to tell y'all. I just thought y'all caught on. Shit, y'all can't catch on. Something wrong with up here.
You can't see. All I wear is cornrows. You know.
Yeah, like you see me playing basketball, hooping, I was sweating, I was mustard. You didn't know I was going to be a boy, like I want to be dressed like a boy. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Sports bras, come on, man.
Man, sports bras, for real. Definitely, that was the one,
that's
too.
Daughter, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm going to help y'all with just some closeted. If your daughter wants 100 sports bras for Christmas, she gay.
She gay.
She gay.
She's questionable. We can't just say she
nah,
gay.
Nah, she gay, man. You don't want no quit.
Would you want a gay kid?
You know what's crazy? I was talking about this. This is the scandalous part.
No.
When you have a son, I don't know what it is. You don't want a gay son. I don't know why.
I don't want a gay son, a gay daughter. Because I don't want them to go through what I've been through because I'm going to hurt somebody.
And then if your son is gay, you don't want him to be a bottom. Don't be taking it, son. I need you to be the one.
Or you're bending. Is your bent or you're bending? Let me know.
It's just so, I don't know why that is just such
a... He wouldn't even ask him that because you don't
want
to know.
You don't want... It's a hard thing, though. I don't know. If I had a daughter that was gay, I would... I'd probably be like, I get it. These niggas ain't... All right, I get it. But I wouldn't want my son. I'd be like, come on.
Well, the gay people, we be like, I don't want no gay kids, but it's not like I
wouldn't care. I would love him either way. I wouldn't.
I would too, but I'm just saying it. I would hope my child, you know.
Yeah. The drag ball.
It's on, man. You know about the drag ball, man?
You didn't read your notes. You should
have. I read my notes, man. I know about the drag ball.
We have extensive notes here.
I know about the drag ball.
Bam, there it is. There's a drag ball here. Poetess came through.
Y'all think it's easy to run a show.
It's not easy beautiful. To run a show. It's a drag ball I'm looking for here.
Look at them eyebrows.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Beautiful.
I want a drag ball, too.
We can't drag. What are you talking about?
Why we can't drag?
What you mean why we can't drag?
You wouldn't dress up in drag?
I'm already dragging. What are you talking about? That happened
before coming out. Oh, this is a drag ball that happened before coming. Let me introduce our our content provider. She's really the brains behind.
She didn't know about
the brain.
You didn't know about the
drag. I said I haven't read my notes, but I mean she gives us 3 pages of notes every show. You know what I'm saying?
You I don't know this much. Okay.
I'm trying to know it, but I don't. So the drag ball happened before the coming out. This was just people expressing themselves. I'm just going to go ahead and wing it on here. This is people expressing themselves, trying to be themselves back in 1987. That's the year I just saw. What year was it?
No, it was before the
60s. Oh, before the
60s? She said 19.
That was in black and white. That was in black and white. In the 20s, they did a coming out ball. I mean, a drag ball.
How did they get away with that?
This is really bad right here. We need to get it.
1987 marks the lesbian and gay rights. She going
to
show you.
Here we go. Thank you. The content provider. This is a fact checker right here. We need to get this together.
The drag ball.
The drag ball. That was patterned. Oh, this was in New York, Chicago, New Orleans, Baltimore, and other cities. They did like a masquerade type of ball. It was like one of the largest collective manifestations of gay society. You know what I mean? And this was to represent and show that this community was here. And that was back in the day. And that's something we just learned. I mean, literally. 30 seconds ago.
Look at them. They were just styling. We wasn't invited or nothing. Dang.
Well, yeah, that's beautiful, though. Like...
And was a lot that of people think that was the catch one.
That wasn't the catch. People think that, you know, being gay is a new thing. It's not a new thing. It's been around. Look, this is the 20s.
Yeah,
even before
look at
that,
them.
It just hasn't been.
They was all Tutti Frutti on the booty.
I think on good booty. Tutti Frutti on good booty.
On the booty. They was really Tutti Frutti.
Good booty is the lyric.
The good booty.
It's good booty is the lyric. That's why after you come up with lyrics like that, Lil Richard, you gay for life.
Yeah, you gay for life. You can't change it.
We're not going to let you come in. You're going to stay out.
87.
You're going to stay out. 84.
I did not know he was even still
alive. He probably
was
at that ball. He trying to act like he was probably there. Oh, the 20s. He probably wasn't born then.
I seen his movie on Lifetime.
Oh, I love Lifetime movies.
Was it on Lifetime or that was Oxygen?
Who played him? Was it Leon?
It was some boy that played him. He was like,
And he had a girlfriend the whole time.
Remember? No, something like, I don't know. He
had a girl.
Up. He did.
He had a girl with him.
Lil Richard?
Mm-hmm. But they talk about even that movie with Queen Latifah, though.
What, remember? Set It Off?
Not Set It Off. She was, she was all the way out and Set It Off.
I'm talking about Cleo.
When she played the old chick that was singing. What was the name of that movie?
Oh, I know you're talking about, yeah. I know
and she had
about.
Monique was in it.
Yeah, they was all gay
in here, too.
They was all gay?
They was gay. Monique had a bitches and...
Well, see, I know what you're talking about, but I never seen it.
They was all gay.
I didn't see it. But, have y'all seen it?
Call in if you've seen it. Somebody...
Man, call in right
where
now.
Where y'all at? Where the 131 at on the call?
323-293-3375. Call in right now. And
what?
Hey, to call in and tell us about your experience with coming out. Let us know.
Or if there's any straight people listening and somebody's come out to you, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, how did you take it? And if you want some advice on it, we here, we got you.
You ever had a straight friend come out to you as gay and, like, try to hit on you?
No, but I had my cousin try to hit on me. I thought that was
That's
weird.
A difference. That's a difference.
Oh, I wasn't part. Oh, yeah.
That's a different show. You got it. We need
I have a
we
cousin trying to hit on me. I was, oh, man.
We need a psychiatrist here for this show. We don't.
Like,
we
need
don't,
a psychiatrist.
We don't have.
I said no.
We don't have the degrees in the building.
I said no.
You said. I think somebody's cousin is all tried to hit on everybody.
Yeah, you always got that one cousin that be like, hey, I know.
That'll be like, let's practice kissing or something. Like, practice kissing.
Let's practice sexing. Let's practice.
No, that's crazy though. I had a lot of. It's funny because. I've dated a lot of straight women, and I'll be friends with them, and then out of nowhere, they just have a crush on me and be like, you know,
what?
These niggas ain't treating me right, and I just, you know, Shelly, you such a hard worker, and you so nice.
She trying to finesse you?
Yeah, I've gotten finessed.
You got finessed?
A bunch of straight chicks, yeah.
Let me see how small my ears is. You can't finesse these small ears. Look at these small ears. Look. Oh, no,
they
no,
be
no,
looking
no.
for
faith. I'm too stingy.
You stingy?
Oh, I'm stingy. They were like, I'm hungry. It's a lot of corners right here. You could pick one to stand on and tag somebody, but it's my money. I work for it. No.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm stingy.
So if a girl is dating you, and y'all go out to eat, right?
It depends on if I ask her. If I ask her to come out to eat,
you
then I pay.
Where are you taking her?
Damn. She better like Dennis. That's all I want to say. She better like Dennis, and she better like the Grand Slam, because you know that's a little cheap. Everything else, you know, no, to build your own slam, she better build your own slam. You ain't gonna build no burgers around here, though. No burgers and fries, no. You're not building no burgers and fries, no. Not even the nachos or the tilapia. No, 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 no.
Don't
we ain't building no tilapia.
Who's ordering tilapia from Denny's? I want.
Oh, that tilapia is good. You ain't never had that. Oh, you don't know what you miss until you had a tilapia from Denny's. It come with a little garlic bread and mashed potatoes. Oh, Lord.
I'm so done.
You go there when you're high. Go there when you're high. The one on Crenshaw take food stamps. Anybody want to know EBT?
The one on Crenshaw take EBT.
You got to throw that in, sponsor.
Hey, I do. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Is when you have EBT, knowing all the places that
life
take,
is,
that take EBT change your life.
Yeah, because my girl got EBT. I'll be like, baby.
How many times y'all go
somewhere
to, how many times y'all go to Subway?
You know, we ain't not got that Subway. But we know the Popeyes over there by the Compton station take EBT.
I bet they don't never had no chicken.
I know they don't. It's
I know
ghetto.
They don't never had no chicken. Not EBT. Popeyes. I know that Popeyes is
you
like.
You know niggas be lined up in there. Like. That's all they get. I know one store man said he stopped taking EBT because that's all people come in there with. Yeah. He got to wait for his money to
I
come.
I know a fish market on Van Ness that was like, we can't take no EBT.
We can't take no. Well, I got hot meals. What you mean? They said I got hot meals and you supposed to take it because I got hot meals.
I wonder how that worked, though. I mean, because at this point, it's not even really food stamps no more like it was back in the day. It's a credit card.
Oh, yeah, it is, because they be swiping that shit. I'm like, well, I don't even got a goddamn card. Hold on, let me.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I need me an EBT card. My daddy used to sell me his.
He would make his EBT card a business.
Yeah, yeah, heck yeah. My daddy is a hustler. Shout out to Michael.
That's your dad's name?
Yeah.
My daddy named Michael.
Your daddy named Michael? Wait, hold on. Your daddy named Michael.
Wait, Michael what?
Hold on, what you look like?
Michael Richardson?
No, this is Michael. This Binks. He got a gap, man. Bald head, and he got beer belly.
Nah, we ain't gonna
say
daddy.
He sell dope in the projects?
Nah,
my daddy.
That's my daddy. You might not want to put that on the...
What, my daddy?
About him selling the dope and all.
Dope? They ain't gonna never catch him?
Well, if you're broadcasting it...
She said if you're broadcasting, they ain't gonna never catch that. Daddy, run.
You put his name...
Daddy, run. I'm sorry, daddy, run.
We gonna take a break because... Mickey didn't blew up the spot. We gonna take a break.
I pissed on my daddy. So what? He ain't pay me no money. He owed me $80,000 in child support, daddy. If you hear me, pay your child support. I need my money.
You need to snitch on. We gonna take a break and come right back.
He made me buy some food stamps.
Shout out to Akilah. She was a guest on the show. She the reason why I know that song, The Internet Girl. She played that song for me on the way to Akilah some comedy. Yeah, Akilah be putting me on.
Shout out Akilah.
Shout out to Akilah.
That's the homegirl though too.
That is a homie. That's the homie.
Yeah.
We coming back with a interesting question. A question that a lot of people ask and
all the time
and wonder. Are you born gay?
Are you born gay?
This is an interesting question.
It is.
Because, I mean, my question is, are you born straight? Boom. You see the silence I will create?
Yeah.
Boom.
I was like,
are you born straight then? Are you born into sexual orientation?
I think some people are born gay and some people are not. It's a choice for some people and some people, they are born that way. Because honestly, I think I was born that way because I've always looked at women, older women too, the one with the big booties and stuff. I was like 3 years old, like, God damn, that's a juicy ass booty. You know.
He was looking at
I've always, and I didn't even know it was gay, you know, or lesbian. I thought gay was just a thing with two dudes. I didn't know that a woman could be, you know, lesbian, gay, whatever, too. I thought that was just, you know, so I just thought I was weird. I thought I was different. I was like, I know I'm a little different, but it ain't gay, I don't think.
I mean, for me, my mom was single my whole life, so I didn't ever have a relationship to compare it to. You know what I mean? So somebody, they had to tell me to be straight. I was like, being with girls ain't cool. This is a gene right here, because there is actually a study that's out that says that there is actually a gay gene. And they said that it's found in the X chromosome, which is given to you by your dad.
The nut juice.
Your dad delivers. Well, your dad chooses your sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He gives. He has the X and the Y.
So it's men's fault. It's men's fault.
You know what I mean?
They busting gay babies. All in women just busting gay babies. And they bust about 3 billion of them. Ain't about like three.
One of them is a gay baby. But they're saying that there is.
Damn.
You know, and this is a study that's been going on since 1980.
They've been searching for that gay.
They want to. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, do you want to search for it to maybe find a cure, or do you think it's a, like, you know?
Okay, if they start curing gayness, I just had enough with this earth. I'm going to another planet, because that's just like, come on, we need to be curing other stuff, you know, curing bad hair day or something. We ain't about to be curing no goddamn AIDS.
That's funny. I don't know. I mean, like, I do agree with you about some people choosing to be gay. There's, especially with it being more acceptable and low-key trendy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's trendy. Like, I'm gay.
Yeah,
but
I got a girlfriend. My girl got a girlfriend.
Let a real dyke come up to him. Oh, you gay?
It's time to get married and do this.
I ain't that gay. No, see, you took it a little too far.
My baby daddy might come back.
Like, your baby daddy, you got kids? You know. Yeah, because there's some women that be like, oh, well, I'm tired of dudes. I don't like women. If you respond like that, I'm tired of dudes. Oh, it's over. I'm not touching you. I don't want to talk to you. I don't even want to play chess with your bitch. Move. You know, I don't like that comment, because that just let me know you just been picking the wrong dude. It ain't that all dudes is this or something. It's just the dudes you pick. Go and find the right man. Stop trying to jump the fence and find love in all the wrong places. I don't like that.
I mean, it's like, it's crazy because, you know, it take you a while to understand what sexuality is anyway.
Oh, yeah, it does.
You be having feelings for stuff and not knowing why you have feelings, but you know you have feelings, but you don't know what those feelings mean. And then, like, the first time I masturbated, I didn't even know what I was doing.
You mad?
Wait, hold up.
I'm being serious.
Masturbated. Oh my God.
Yeah, you got to love. First of all, you have to love you first.
Okay, then I gotta talk about masturbation. Why you bring that up, man?
Let's talk about it then. When was the first time you masturbated?
I think I was about like 12 years old, and I said, "Damn, what is this slippery stuff?"
Why?
I didn't know. I started watching porn at that time. I started watching lesbian porn, so that's how I knew. I said something is wrong. Yeah.
Right,
I'm liking these two bitches kissing way too much. It's making me slippery in between my legs. What's going on?
Slippery. I don't know why it's slippery.
I was slippery. I was at the 2 a.m. just slippery. I said, I'm slippery. I'm so slippery.
I don't know why.
I'm so slippery.
But it's like, you know, like sexuality, like I said, it's just like finding yourself just like that. You don't know what's going on.
Yeah. You just playing with your cootacoo.
You're just like, oh, okay.
You know. You want to figure it out. You better know what your cootacoo can do, because you need to know better than anybody.
Yeah, when you find out what it do, it's just.
Man, oh my gosh. I was like, I've been missing out.
It is amazing. But some people feel like, you know, sexual orientation, just like anything that you do naturally or biological, it's just like that. It's natural. It's a natural factor.
Yeah.
It's like genes or hormones. So gay people, you know, should have the right to be treated regular because or protected as human beings because
it's, some of us didn't choose to be this way.
Some people feel like it's a natural thing. Even like right now we're trying to understand transgender people and how they feel about their bodies and what's going on with them. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But that deserves respect too because you literally can't tell somebody how to feel.
You can't. If
like,
they fall and you can't tell them, hey, that didn't hurt. That is how they feel. They feel they hurt and they bleeding. I'm like, bitch, this really hurt.
No,
can you give me a Band-Aid and some alcohol? Why are you telling me it don't hurt?
Something. You know. Man,
that's what we need to do. Get people Band-Aid and alcohol. Stop telling them it don't hurt. I like that slogan. I'm going to put that in.
What's the slogan?
Go get people Band-Aid and some alcohol. Stop telling them life don't hurt. Or what you said don't hurt. That's going to go on a t-shirt.
That is not going
on. It ain't going on a t-shirt. I'm going to put it on one. I'm wearing it to sleep, though.
But you know, people who oppose that view, they think like it's kind of like reversible, like it can be cured, like it's not like it's a disease or something.
It's a life phase,
a lifestyle. That's like the most offensive thing somebody can say is it's your lifestyle, because that means your lifestyle is like
smoking weed.
Yeah, like the cars you drive, the people you hang out with.
My lifestyle.
Yeah, and you're saying like I'm just putting sex.
Yeah,
that,
it's
like
in
I'm
the air.
To,
just,
I'm being cool with my sex. Yeah. I'm not being real about how I feel. Me. So you know,
I think people just gotta just tell people when they ask you that or try to tell you that, tell them straight up so you can just correct them. It's okay to correct people. I correct them all. I can't wait to correct the person. I be looking like I want to correct this bitch right here.
You be waiting for a reason to correct.
Oh yeah, I love to correct people because you know they be wrong all the time. I'm a Virgo. Everybody wrong to me. You know, I gotta perfect people. That's my job as a Virgo. It ain't my job as a Virgo.
It might be your job.
Virgos, call in 323-293-3375. This is your job.
Somebody call in.
Somebody.
Give us your, if you want to go back to talking about coming out, if you got a coming out story, call in. If you feel like you were not born gay, I would like to hear that. I want to talk to somebody who's choosing to be gay.
Yeah, how is that? Like, when you choose, is it really, 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 like, serious, though, too? Because that's my thing. When something is a choice, I kind of be like, well, you can always flip that choice.
I don't know. I feel like sometimes people stick to their choices. I know people that...
But I've been left for... I've been with a girl and she left me for a dude, so I can't really... I haven't met... That's why I say anybody that say, hurt. I'm tired of dudes, that's why I'm messing with females, I cut it short. I like, thank you, have a nice day. It was nice meeting you. You got some good hair, girl. Where you get it from, Pauline's? Take care, girl.
I've been left for dudes my whole life.
Dang, you have?
Yeah, because like I said, I dated a lot of straight women, so it was inevitable.
It hurt.
I was just waiting. Yeah. I mean, in the end, it was kind of like I'm setting myself up for disaster.
Yeah, because after that first one I had, I said,
But it's hard to really know how people, because people aren't really honestly trying to find themselves a lot of times through life. And somebody's taste might change. You know what I'm saying? So you'll be 30 years old and never thought that you would be with a woman, and here you are with a woman. You'll be...
Yeah, that could happen. You know, like, or they can go back to... Or
exactly. Go back to what they know.
Yeah,
and,
you know. What they know.
Go back to what they know. And gotta keep doing what they know how to do.
Yeah, I mean, but honestly, I think once you grow to learn yourself, love yourself, and become emotionally independent... Whether how somebody leave you, whether, you know what I'm saying, as long as it's the right way, I think you should be able to accept that and move on.
I like that.
Now, they just flat out cheating on you and got pregnant, beat the bitch ass. But
we don't endorse.
Oh, you don't?
We don't. No, we don't. We don't endorse.
Was Pincher.
No, pincher. No, we don't endorse.
Don't pincher.
No, we don't.
You can't pinch people.
You can't pinch them.
Oh, I used to be a good pincher when I was little.
You can't
pinch. I got pinched in that lunch line.
I got pinched yesterday for like 10 minutes straight.
10 minutes?
In a car ride home, yeah.
Ooh.
It's abuse at a certain point.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's just...
That pinch hurt.
It do. I got bruises. Look.
Yeah, bruise.
Look at that bruise right there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, you see that?
Oh, Lord.
It's serious. Some people are just abusive.
Just
like that,
out here pinching people. Just out here pinching people.
Just pinching people.
Who
just
pinching people?
Who is a pincher? If there's any pinchers in the building,
I will pinch the heck out of you.
That's funny. They got a new thing too called the AI Gator invention.
Oh, what is that? No, I haven't heard of that.
It's about like some researchers think that you could look at somebody's face and tell that they gay from a photo.
Well, if it's a guy, he going like that.
Yeah, there you go. They feel like, and I think it's funny that it's rainbow lights, but okay. I'll go for it. I guess they scan these rainbow lights on people.
That shit's gonna be blinking and flashing on me. This bitch is all the way gay.
You wouldn't even get to sit down all the way.
Yeah, like, I'll be like, hey, I'm gay. Y'all know that. Y'all just want to try it out. Just want to see if it worked.
They would know. I think it's funny because, like, low key, if you look in some people's faces, they do look gay. They give off, it's not even they look, it's more like they give off a
gay
certain
tendency.
A gay, like,
energy.
Yeah. You could do gay stuff, and it could be with your face, though. Like,
you're like, oh,
you know? Yeah. You could do some gay stuff with your face, and he'd be like, this nigga.
But see, how could you?
This nigga. You know, have you ever, you know what's crazy? You ever been with a girl and her, like, a straight girl with her boyfriend, and you know he gay? And you be like, she don't know.
Oh, wait, you
gay.
Know what I do?
This dude is gay.
He gay and she was trying to get at me. She was gay. He ain't know either. Oh, they both gay. They don't even know it. Wow. They don't even know. They just, he looking at dude. She looking at me.
And you looking at them.
I'm looking at them. I'm like,
they
oh,
looking
so
at you, looking at
gay.
Them.
They just all just gay. That's confused.
That's why you got to come out the closet, man.
Come out. It's National Coming Out Day yesterday. You can come out any day, you know.
If gay is a choice, I think people be choosing to be straight, too. I think it'd be,
like, you know what?
Especially guys. I think it's a lot of gay guys out here, and they're choosing to be with a woman to keep up a certain look. Because especially in the black community, it's hard to be a gay male. We even just said we don't, and we
gay
black
female
women.
Too.
Nah, but we just said we didn't even want a gay son, and we gay. We was like, well, nah, not my son.
I'm on little right gay.
Not my son.
I'm on little right gay.
Oh, little right gay. You don't want that. No. But I don't know why we make it so hard, though. Like,
why?
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's just because
women are way more acceptable to be gay. Like, dude, even dudes go for it. Even dudes call themselves lesbians. They be like, I'm a lesbian.
I think it's when dudes dress like a woman. But when a girl dress like a dude, it's a problem, too.
I think it's not so much hatred on studs like that no more.
It ain't.
Not like it used to.
What? Nah.
It used to be like, you could walk in the building and niggas would be like, we leaving, let's go.
Everybody be mean to me. I just got cuffed out the other day, somebody called me gay. Told me I was going to hell.
Really?
Yeah. Talking about gay bashing, with a no set.
No, this isn't the gay bashing, not in these notes. Oh. We don't have gay bashing in these notes.
I'm like, it said it should be in the notes. You said it was in the notes.
It's not in the notes.
I got bashed the other day.
Save it for next
save
week.
It.
You have to save your bashing for next week.
But tune in next week. I'm talking about how I got
bashed.
It's
going to be Spirit Week. It's Spirit Week next week. Spirit Week is sticking up against bullying for young gay people.
Well, I got a way to do that.
How?
I'm a pinch. Next week, I'm going to tell you how to do it.
And don't forget about, listen.
That raffle?
Listen, I have no problem keeping this $100 for the raffle.
Me either, because you know I got to go washing.
I'm saying.
Oh, it's bad. Matter of fact, I drove up here with no gas either. It's $100 will fill me up.
See, Mickey's already taking 20 off the 100.
Yeah, I'm taking
I mean, I can hear 20 leaving the 100 right now.
I ain't got no gas. What y'all want me to do?
And all I'm saying is,
I would have turned around and missed the show.
We don't have a treasury, so
it's petty cash right
this
here.
This is petty cash.
We're going to my petty cash box. No, but man, y'all
tell
need
them
to,
what to do, Mickey.
They need you. This is what you need to do. You need to like our page, follow our page, shout it out
with this logo on your page.
You gotta have that Les Talk logo.
Oh my! Foot.
Shout it out on your page. It's you know. Whatever you guys say, at Les Talk, and we appreciate that so much. And we're going to bless you. We're going to bless you with cash. We got gifts. We had the spank toy. Some of y'all
So
y'all
toy.
Like that. I know
you. I left it at home because, you know, that's just, we new to this. And we're trying to get our life together. But
we got
the raffle.
Money,
I mean, the raffle, and if the worst case scenario, we're going to give the raffle. We're going to pick somebody from all of our followers.
October 26th.
And they just going to win. It's going to be
and
a random
today?
Pick. Today is the 12th.
Hey, y'all need to get on it right now. We serious about this, man. We not playing.
You, this is hot. This is your costume money.
It is costume
Halloween
money.
Is coming up.
And you know, y'all know y'all wait at the last minute to get your costumes. Y'all gonna be at Party City trying to snatch stuff off the floor. Ooh, I don't know if this is my size, girl, but it might be. Let's try it on. I already know. Damn. Here go your money. Parking ticket money, you know, I know.
Parking tickets is getting ridiculous.
Speaking of that, I do need, I wish I was one of the people that could play because I lost my driver's license.
Uh-oh.
It's $32. $32 to replace a duplicate.
Look, that sound like $52 is leaving.
I'm wondering, how high is it going to get?
She need $20 for gas. Now she need $32
for
this ticket. I mean, y'all better do this raffle because
do it. Right about now. That's all I'm going to say.
We're going to show up next week and be like, we have 69.24 for the raffle.
We got 62 cents left. Please enter this raffle before Mickey take 2 pennies out of here and go make a collect call. Can y'all please come? Man, on the real. Follow, share, like. Hey, at Les Talk.
Call in.
Man.
We just starting a radio show and... What we want to do with this is educate. We're learning ourselves, as you can see. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely educational.
Midori is our content provider. She does a lot of the history behind these stories that you hear. She's dope as fuck. And we're learning a lot of this stuff, you know what I mean, as we go. A lot of times.
We want y'all to grow up with us.
Yeah, we trying to learn with y'all. We don't know a lot of stuff about our own community, and that's what this is about. We're trying to, you know...
educate y'all, educate ourselves.
Shed the light, man.
Because you learn more when you teach other people. I heard that, too.
Yeah, you do.
You learn. That's the most where you learn, you know.
I learned a lot already. I learned that.
Trying to tell people stuff, too. They want me to listen. I'm like, I told you.
You better listen to Les Talk, because we know about the Gator invention.
We educate y'all. We dropping that.
I wish we had that thing here so we could see if it was gay. I wish it was a way you could
You
look.
Said I wouldn't be able to sit down. That's a beep, 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 get this gay bitch out of here.
I would be mad if it said I wasn't gay. I'd be like, do it again.
I'd be like, oh, dang.
It's lying.
Bro, you ain't the bro no more, bro.
Nah, do it again. It's lying.
The Gator ain't even recognize you, bro. You ain't the bro no more. You can't come to the Catch One, bro. I bet not see you at Pride, LBC, or Hollywood.
No, but we need to watch out for this because, you know, technology is getting so crazy. They said that this Gator thing is not only going to be able to identify if somebody's sexual orientation, but it's going to know their political views, their criminality, and even their IQ. You know what I'm saying?
They're going to know who you are.
Yeah, it's meant for, like, you know, identifying stereotypes, not biological differences.
Stereotypes?
So they're going to be, like, putting your face on the camera and saying, oh, this is...
Y'all hear this?
By the way, your face look. Because you got that stupid look on your face.
Oh, that stank face thing.
Yeah.
You better get that off. You'll be like, oh, beep, beep, beep. This bitch got an attitude. She chasing her baby daddy.
Right.
She just took a break right now. Something else is going on.
I think it's crazy that people are really obsessed with this... this gay life way more than we are. We just be living a life, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they be really obsessed with this, so much so that, you know, I feel like...
we different. Yeah, I'm different.
You see it in the pride parades, all of that. They had a straight parade, though.
And then what about the other thing in Orlando? Was that guy really trying to attack gay people, or was it just...
In Orlando? What happened?
You remember the shooting in Orlando in the club?
Oh, hold on.
It wasn't about that, huh? It was gay bashing as well?
Gay bashing, yeah.
You a week ahead.
No, that was it happened 2 years ago, I think.
No.
It happened last year?
And we're going to talk about it next week.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry about
Mickey
that.
We were supposed to talk about gay bashing tonight, but...
We did talk about gay bashing.
I know, but next week is Spirit Week, so we're gonna bring a little bit more light into it, a little bit more serious. We might even have a guest here that's been gay bashed.
I'm gay bashed. I could gay bash real bad.
Have you ever had any physical altercations?
Because of being gay? No, you know, obviously they don't touch you when you're gay.
Right.
They just want to, you know what I'm saying? Right. But they want, you know, because, you know, that's a lawsuit. And I'll be, well, hit me because I'm gay. Hit me. That's
what I'm saying. Like, you don't really need no Gator invention to see if somebody's gay. Nowadays, if you're gay, you're gay. Like, you're out there gay. You know what I'm saying?
It's cool to be out there. Be yourself. I love being myself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the greatest feeling in the world. I mean, whoever don't like it, I say, hey, don't throw rocks from a glass house. All right.
Did not make that up.
I know,
need
my mama
you not
told
to
me
say
that.
It like you made it up, though. Like,
I said it like that?
Big Mickey says, don't throw rocks in a glass house.
I'm trying to be a mayor of the city. You know what I'm saying? That's the mayor right there.
That's the mayor point. Okay.
All right. Go on, vote.
That's the
vote
creepy point. Get at me, girl. call me, girl.
They do that, huh?
Yeah, they be like, call me, girl. That's what that is.
That ain't my way to creep, though.
Why? What's your creep?
I'm very... No, I don't creep.
You know how to creep?
I know. I chase a long, long, long man, but I ain't gonna creep.
I creep, like, not... I creep on some low, like...
Just be mean to them. They like mean to them.
I know. That's why I don't have nobody, because I'm too nice.
I'm mean. I'm like, what you say? What you say?
I'm like the safety blanket. People be like, well, you know what? I'm going to go out here and get my feelings hurt. And then if all else fails, I know Shelly ain't marrying me. Like that bitch.
Oh, yeah, married. I'm mean.
She just want to love somebody. I mistreat this bitch and I'll come back.
Yeah.
She'll still be there.
So you the lover, I'm the fighter?
I'm the lover.
I'm the fighter.
I'm the lover.
I am the fighter.
Women don't like that, though. They like you.
Yeah, they do, because they know they like that. They like to get... I ain't gonna say they like to get though. They like to get.
They like to get gets.
They like to get. Yeah, no, you know how Ike Turner was dragging Tina Turner in that hallway and she was, they like that. Then you bring them a gift later on, they like that. Then they be in the bathroom wiping their nose and their friend like, yeah, it's gonna be all right, good. It's gonna be all right, good.
He just got a lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, good. We told you to watch out for that nigga though.
That's hilarious.
They like that one.
I need some advice. How can you tell? Is there a...
gauging?
Well, I don't know. They say they might be. That's what the notes say. XQ28.
I think it is a gauging because I said I feel like I was born as well. I didn't really have a... I never looked... Emotionally, I am connected to women. Emotionally. And some people don't even know what that means. I feel that was told to me. A gay guy told me that. I said, how you feel you gay? He said, emotion. I said, well, damn, I guess that's what I'm... Because when I look at women, I'm like, oh, my God, I love her.
I don't know. Whenever time you go somewhere, Mickey be like, oh, look at... Oh.
Yeah,
I'm
like a little puppy one time.
She be acting like she... I be like, Mickey, we are girls. Calm down. She be like, I know, look at that one right there. Oh, my God. Look at the skin on that one, my nigga. Oh, my God.
You see the border on that one.
Oh, my God. She be like in love with weird shit, too. Like the elbows on that bitch over there. Amazing. I'm going to get that bitch elbows over across 10 and 2, my nigga. That bitch elbows is...
Emotionally, I am connected to women. When I see men, I see tennis shoes and a haircut. I'm like, oh, dog, man, who line you up, bro? Where you get them shoes from, man? Hey, man, we hang out, man. Go to the sports ball, man. Drink some beer. Look at some women. That's how I do it.
Right. Yeah, I feel a more emotional connection for a woman. It's a natural chemistry that I have. Yeah,
it's like you want baby,
right there.
You know what I'm saying?
For dudes, I like men. I have no problem with dudes. You know what I'm saying? But I don't have that.
Yeah, like that ain't you. So,
I don't have that.
So you have the gay gene? Do you believe that?
You know, if they say it's from their dad, I've been looking at my dad lately. So I don't know. I don't know if it's age. He was in the army most of my life, and
he was strict.
He was absent. He wasn't strict at all. He was the opposite. But he was fighting for our country. Dad, shout out. He was in the Iraq War. Oh my bad.
Oh, he was in was that the Cold War?
No, it was the quickest war that we had. It was about
the Desert Storm. 70,
yeah, he was about 72 hours, I think. The war.
You said 72 hours, the quickest. Daddy, you back already? Daddy, it's over. Y'all
kidding? The war is over. I just
did y'all even fly over there?
Yeah, Daddy came back real quick, but he didn't come back to me. He came back though.
My daddy was in the street war, the drug war. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to war too with the drugs, the cops, the narcotics.
I don't know. It's funny. That'd be hilarious. They will never. I don't think they'll ever say it's a gay gene and it's the dude's fault.
I think it is. I believe that, and I'm so happy. You found that study, because I'm going to go to my daddy's C and go to my mama's C.
Take your notes. You going to take your notes?
Yeah, take it to my mama. See, my mama highlighted it in class. Mama, we learned. She, what class is, what school is this? Let's Talk College. Yeah, mama, Let's Talk College.
You going to tell her you at
Let's Talk College? You know, I can lie real good. Yeah, mama, I'm Let's Talk College. Mama, I didn't sign in and we doing homework now,
yeah,
mama.
Yeah, they got a whole study for lesbians now, mama.
Yeah, mama, see, this stuff is a gene. Mama, see, you was over here kicking me out the house and stuff. Mama, it was a gene, mama. It wasn't me.
You kicked me out the house, mama, and that was in my blood. It was in my blood, mama.
It was...
Look, mama, this is proof right here. The gene is called XQ28.
Man, it's on the real. She's going to be for real, baby. Go get my glasses. Let me see, baby. Oh, you
so
right.
You was born,
okay.
And I kicked you out for nothing.
We need to call that doctor. Who was that doctor?
Who was that doctor? Dean Hank.
We went to that family doctor over there on Florence, huh?
The clinic over there on Florence said that. You know, the clinic be giving you all the wrong information.
They didn't tell me that. They do the clinic.
The clinic give you all the wrong information. Oh, we called about your chlamydia results. I didn't come in for chlamydia. I needed antibiotics. What the fuck?
I had a UTI. Are you talking about chlamydia?
They be like, oh, I'm sorry. You're not Sarah. I'm sorry. Who is this? Oh, Sarah got chlamydia. You be like, oh, my God.
Who is Sarah? I don't know Sarah. Ooh, huh?
I ain't going to that clinic. Hey.
I used to work at a clinic on Avalon, too. Ooh, yes. Ooh, they were so just...
They not organized with
the They not
clinic.
Organized at all. They had organized. Patients in the back going through the file. Where my stuff at? Because I was looking for my Medicare records. I paid y'all, and y'all ain't sent it to me yet.
That's crazy.
You know, man.
That's crazy as it is.
Shout out to clinics. Yeah. Get better.
Shout out to the clinics, y'all. I mean, y'all doing y'all...
They go for TB test because my job said I need to get one.
I hate the TB test.
They said they ain't gonna pay me.
I hate the TB test, bro. I don't know what that solution is. I don't like the fact that it bubbled up. I don't like none of that. I don't like that.
They're making sure you ain't turn green. Credible hopeness.
If you turn green,
you got the credible hopeness.
Hey, I've been around somebody who TB test wasn't acting right, and they made them come. Yeah, they made them come to
the like,
back.
Bro, you know we ain't smoking together, right? Until you go figure that out, bro. You got the TB thing going on.
Yeah, because I was tripping because a lot of that shit be airborne. So I'm like, so you just gonna have a negative TB test in the same room with? This clinic is not right, bro.
And it's airborne, you know. It's all in the air.
Can I get a mask or something?
Ah, you crazy, man. Crazy, nah,
but
man.
That's crazy, though. Like, gay, it might be a gay gene. And
it is. It is a gay gene.
So then you will for be some. Born gay.
For some, it is. Some, it is a choice. I believe it's 50-50.
That's interesting. I mean, I definitely know I believe I was born gay.
Born gay.
I didn't have a choice in it.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice.
I didn't even like my first kiss, but I was getting kissed on by a stud that romanced me.
Oh, that's when you said, oh, she didn't kiss you hard, though, she romanced.
She did. She kissed me all. It was really wet, but what it was, I figured it out years later because it always bothered me. Because she was a stud. It bothered me.
Made me wipe my lips.
Yeah, it was real wet. It was real wet. And she had her teeth was spaced out.
Okay.
So she had a lot more. Okay. But you know, in elementary, you not that judgmental.
Elementary? You is just
Listen,
fast.
First of all, that was my first compliment ever.
Let me get my belt out. You
Shut
fast.
Up. That was my first
elementary.
Compliment.
Elementary, you supposed to be trying to learn how to color inside the lines. You over here kissing.
Listen. It was my first compliment. I'll never forget, I had blue and red balls on my head.
Okay.
And this bitch was in elementary with games, okay? She was like, ooh, I like the balls on your head. And I had never heard nobody compliment nothing on me.
I like the balls on your head.
I was like, you like these balls? Thank you. You know, I remember the hairstyle you used to have when your mama parted across, and you have that one ponytail in the back and then two on the sides.
I remember that.
That was everybody elementary hairstyle.
Yeah, yeah, that big ponytail in the back, two on the side. Yeah.
Anyway, she got me with that one. I was so mad.
Where y'all kissed at?
By the water fountain.
Oh, the water
fountain. Yeah, you know this is real. It was by the water fountain by Miss Cheese class.
Miss Cheese.
Miss Cheese class. Miss Cheese was a teacher who used to fall asleep on us and then wake up with a yardstick like we was disrupting her. Be quiet, class. Class, be
You're
quiet.
Like, well, you've been asleep about 20 minutes.
Miss Cheese, ain't nobody saying nothing. We waiting to learn right something. You sleep, bitch. Like, ain't nobody talking.
Shout out to the teacher. Shout out to my teacher, Miss Bell, my second grade teacher. Oh, she was so mean. She wore her glasses right here on the tip of her nose and stuff. Mm. And she always asked me what I'm doing. I say nothing. She said, exactly why I'm asking you, what are you doing? I said, yeah, she always give me with that. Every time. She's like, Mickey, what are you doing? Nothing. Exactly. That's why I'm telling you. I'm like, how did you know to say?
How did you know I walked right into that?
Yeah, I walked right into it, man.
Nothing.
Nothing. Uh-huh. She used to catch me putting a little glue on my hand and making it. You know, you dry it up and you peel it off and stuff. Man, we used to ball it up and pop it at each other and stuff. Man, shout out Miss Bell. I miss Miss Bell.
Man, Miss Cheese. Shout out Miss Cheese. I remember when she, huh?
I'm looking Miss Bell up on Facebook. I hope she's still alive.
Miss Cheese died.
Miss Cheese
R.I.P. Miss Cheese.
R.I.P. Miss Cheese.
Yeah, she was sleeping on the job anyway, so.
She was. It was about all time. You know, she started sleeping on the job. You're like, oh, Miss Cheese, I'm all the way out of here, man. This is it.
Yo, look, this week was real fun. We hit on some topics. You know what I'm saying? Coming out, happy National Coming Out Day again.
Yeah, we're doing a barbecue next year. Gay people, LGBTQIA+. We need to have a barbecue.
Hey, you did it good on that one.
LGBTQIA.
That's what I'm talking about. We educating.
Educating and then getting educated.
Mickey got her notes.
Got my notes. It's homework. I'm telling my mom I'm going home.
You in Let's Talk College.
College. Let's Talk College.
You feel me?
Let's Talk Education.
That's another week. We're going to wrap it up. Come back next week. We're doing Spirit Week.
Spirit.
We're going to talk about gay bashing and why, you know, we need to quit that.
We need to quit it and love one another.
Stop hitting, Mickey.
We are hitting.
We out.
I hit that.
We need to quit that.
We need to quit it and love one another.
Stop hitting, Mickey.
We are hitting.
We out.
I hit that.